So, on the whole business of Christmas cards versus, whisper it, sending a Christmas email, I've just been talking to a couple of people who work here. Two of them, sending a miseries, a pair of them. They say, no, don't send. Well, they say they're not miserable. But they say, no, we don't send Christmas cards at all. And one of them said that the whole family politics thing, they're sending Christmas cards this year, but not for good reasons. Do you still send Christmas cards? Do you go through your address book and write out a personalised message for each of your nearest and dearest? Or are you now opting for the cheaper electronic versions, things like text messaging, or even, heaven help us, Merry Christmas on Facebook? I want to hear people defending the whole notion of sending texts and Facebook messages and email, because it completely passes me by. William Hansen is our etiquette expert. Morning to you, William.
Good morning, Phil.
Christmas cards or electronic communications at Christmas? Where do we stand?
Well, definitely not electronic, and definitely not by text or on Facebook. A proper card, there is no substitute. Now, that said, an e-Christmas card, I suppose, is better than no Christmas card at all, like some of your colleagues. Well, you know, because at least they are, it's like a thank you letter. Thank you letter should always be written in a nice hand, you know, handwritten letter. Mm-hmm. But a thank you text is better than no thank you at all, because at least there is some gratitude. Yeah. But there is a huge difference between a proper Christmas card and an e-card. And also, e-cards do not carry the same meaning. And also, we send Christmas cards not only to express Christmas wishes, but to support charities. And sending an e-card... Mm-hmm. You're not donating to charity, are you?
He's got a point. But just let us... This is the BBC, and we have to be balanced. So you've said that the what's wrong with an e-card is that it's not supporting a charity and all the rest of it. What's so great, then, about Christmas cards?
Well, because it's nice to receive actual... something that has been handwritten, just like a thank you letter, and opening it and going, oh, that person actually is remembering me. And actually receiving Christmas cards, you know, from your nearest and dearest and those that are, you know, you sort of expect to get Christmas cards from, but it's always nice to receive Christmas cards from those that you don't necessarily expect to or that you haven't been in touch with for a while, verbally or whatever, just to remind you that they're there. And they're nice to see all the patterns, and it's another form of decoration in your home as well, if you're looking at it from an aesthetic point of view, to have them there on the mantel shelf or on the console table or wherever you're going to put them. It's lovely just to sort of see them and just see that you are appreciated. And yes, perhaps that's a little bit shallow, and I don't really care whether I get two Christmas cards or 22 or 222, but it's just nice to know that somebody has taken the time in this busy, time-poor society to actually think about me and to write a little message.
So where do we stand, then, on the Christmas card with a printed message inside?
Yes, well, the Merry Christmas inside, as most cards you buy will have the Merry Christmas printed inside, but when you sometimes get people that have printed their names
that's
inside,
right.
And that's wrong, and they won't bother normally to put your name in it generally.
It's just they'll a just card send it that's to gone
you.
Out.
Sort of like they have to do it by, you know, because they just have to do it. I mean, we just have to do it, let's just get it over and done with. That doesn't carry the same meaning. It's like I used to get very annoyed growing up living with my parents when I would look through their Christmas cards and people have put Dear Brian, Sarah, and boys. I think, well, can you not remember our names? Why are we putting and boys?
Oh, you're being a bit sensitive, aren't you?
Well, I'm a sensitive soul. But why can we not... I mean, why could they not... And or they'll write Dear All. And you think, well...
That's a bit generic, isn't it?
It is a bit generic, and it's not our Christmas card. That could have been anyone's Christmas card.
I'm kind of with... I'm sort of showing my own hand here, but I'm kind of with them on the boys thing, because you don't want to be writing out all those names, because you're working through... You've set aside a certain amount of time to get this done. So, Brian and Sarah and the boys. That's all right. You know, Brian and Sarah and Joseph and Liam and Gerald and...
Because you're sending a Christmas card to the whole family, so you want to mention them all.
Okay.
You wouldn't, you know, if they then got out of the car turning up at my parents' house for Sunday lunch or whatever, they wouldn't go, oh, Brian and Sarah, boys, would
they
you?
They would?
No, they wouldn't. You would say, oh, William, James, hello.
Okay. Oh, I suppose if they're just a couple of you, fair enough. All right, William Hansen, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Phil.
Thank you so much. It's always interesting talking to me. And the most interesting thing about that, he's got a console table. I have no idea what that is, but I didn't like to ask.